The public debate over CMP's controversial power line project that would bring electricity from hydro dams in Quebec down to Massachusetts has mostly been focused on economics and on the potential environmental impacts on Maine's western forests. But critics also point to the impacts that Canadian hydropower is having in Inuit communities hundreds of miles to the north in Labrador. Journalist Matt Hongoltz-Hetling has chronicled those impacts in a two-part series for MainePublic.org. He joins us from Vermont Public Radio Studios to talk about what he learned on a recent trip to Labrador.
When you dam a wild river, there are a lot of downstream effects almost no matter what you do. The flow of water is changed. That affects the ecosystem. It affects salinity. It affects temperature. All those things have the potential to cascade throughout the ecosystem and change the patterns of the larger animals that we tend to pay more attention to and that the Inuit tend to rely upon for food. One of those problems in particular is methyl mercury. Dams put more methyl mercury out into the ecosystem because they release mercury that was maybe initially locked up in the soil and the vegetation. That methyl mercury makes its way into the food chain so that those who live downstream of those dams are impacted because they now have to eat the food that has higher levels of methyl mercury concentrated in those species.
And among those species are ones that are traditionally eaten by the Inuit people, like especially seal.
That's right. Yeah. Seals occupy an enormous place in the culture and traditions of the Inuit people in that region. They really rely on seals. They are concerned that the methyl mercury could drive a wedge between them and this animal that they care about and revere so much.
In your story, you profile an Inuk woman, Charlotte Wolfrey, who's been trying to speak out about this project and was actually arrested for her part in a human blockade of construction vehicles working on the site. For her, this is a lot of it is about protecting her way of life. There's a part of the article where you talk about her eating raw seal and also about cultural practices of the Inuit of eating raw and fermented fish. And in this context, the release of environmental mercury is particularly concerning.
The Inuit have evolved their culture in a particular place over thousands of years, and there's a lot of traditional wisdom embedded in their practices. Even today, nutritional scientists are finding that a lot of the ways, the specific ways that they prepare and consume their food, which includes eating it raw, includes sometimes allowing for some fermentation of the meat, those practices are the key to their surviving in a place where they don't have leafy greens. They don't have fresh fruits that they can rely upon to get those sources of vitamins and things. Seals hold a really important place in their culture. They think of themselves as having a partnership with seals, and that is why they're so terrified that the methyl mercury has the potential to drive a wedge between themselves and this critically important part of their cultural identity.
Charlotte Wolfrey did get to air her concerns before the United Nations in New York, but why is this story, why are the personal stories of people who are not ever seen largely missing from the coverage of hydropower here in the U.S.?
Yeah, I don't think we're hearing enough of those stories here in the United States, and I think it's a fairly obvious reason why. I think here we are in such a panic to address climate change. We're really pushing to transform our energy economy into one that relies on renewable resources. And so the average consumer doesn't have a lot of bandwidth to weigh one type of renewable resource against another type of renewable resource. And in this case, when the environmental and cultural impacts are being borne by a marginalized population of people that are 1,000 miles away, it's easy to ignore.
And the growth of the hydro industry in Canada, which is largely an interest of Canadian and provincial governments, shows no signs of slowing down, even as this debate continues over just how green it really is.
The Canadian government's been building large-scale dams, hydropower projects for a very long time. They've had to deal with a lot of the fallout from a lot of those projects. These days, they're much more sensitive to the environmental impacts and the impacts that are felt by the cultures of the indigenous people. But they're not going to give up the money. So they want to continue to move forward with these dams while at the same time taking reasonable steps to mitigate the impacts that they're going to have. The Muskrat Falls project that Charlotte and many of her neighbors were arrested protesting against, that is phase one of a two-phase project on the Churchill River. The second phase is called Gull Island. It's sure to generate more controversy in that region, and that's why Charlotte is so intent on Americans hearing about her concerns, because she believes that if we won't buy the electricity that it generates, the Canadian government will not build it.
You can read Matt Hongoltz Hetling's full story, Our Power, Their Pain, and see pictures of Charlotte Wolfrey and Rigolette at mainpublic.org.